The 2016 Minnesota Vikings have started a new chapter in the team's long history with the opening of U.S. Bank Stadium, a state-of-the-art facility that is the home for the Vikings and a venue each and every player is proud to play in on Sundays. But it isn't just the current players who have the pride and joy of being in the top stadium in the National Football League. Generations before them put in the hard work, sweat, and equity to build the Vikings franchise into what it is today.
For the Vikings to be able to put their arms around all the old guys and show them what we were part of helping build. And I think that's the big piece is that's what I feel. Like, I know I didn't play in this place, but I played in the same location and I feel a part of it. And to see this is the best stadium in the NFL, man. This is it. And hats off to the Wilfs, man. They really put their appointments in the right places. And I think any corporation or any regular citizen that comes in here will get their money's worth. And we got a good team on the field, man. It just makes it all much better.
As the team ushers in a new era, the Vikings wanted to say thank you to the previous generation of players who helped build this franchise. Last week, they invited all former players back to town for Alumni Weekend, a chance for ex-players to connect, relive old times, and take in the new stadium.
It's a beautiful stadium, and I just congratulate the Vikings on having this type of structure. You know, I mean, there are so many players here that have played over the years, and of course, we bled our heart and soul for them, too. But just to be around still is a nice thing.
With over 150 alumni in attendance throughout the weekend, it was quite the collection of former standouts and Pro Bowlers. But it was extra special for the 21 members of the Vikings Ring of Honor. Not only were these legends honored during halftime of the game on Sunday.
Head coach Bud Grant.
But they were also given new purple jackets in a special induction into the Vikings Ring of Honor at U.S. Bank Stadium.
There is that chemistry and that camaraderie, but it's like different ones because guys that I play with and then there are guys that I didn't play with. And so it's kind of that community that I think it's difficult to do that, but the Vikings have it. These guys have it.
The members were presented their purple jackets by three current players of the Vikings, who were more than excited to be in the presence of those who had such a major impact on the game.
It's a special moment, you know. I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to go out there and, you know, be around some great guys who kind of paved the way and really built the foundation as far as the Minnesota Vikings. I call them the GOATs, you know, the guys who've been around for a long time, played the game the right way, and just really did all the groundwork so guys like me can enjoy it.
They paved the way, with a lot of things, not just with their play, but a lot of the things with the players in the league. So we all appreciate them, and we all have a tremendous amount of respect for the guys that came before us.
The Vikings have opened up their 2016 season with a perfect 5-0 record after their decisive win on Sunday over the Houston Texans at U.S. Bank Stadium, a new building that has been the home for just one team in Vikings history. But it couldn't have happened without the work and effort put in by those who came before. Legends, Hall of Famers, and everyday players who put on the purple. Last weekend, the team made sure those who have done so much got their due in U.S. Bank Stadium.
It's really cool. It's it just makes you really just stop and look at, you know, the players. Because, you know, I grew up in an era after Bud and after Chuck and after Allen and Jim Marshall and Carl. But they were here in town and they were close to the team. They had always access to the team. Of course, Zambelletti, he was a huge part of my success. You know, they'll get my life turned around. But just seeing all those intricate parts and what a great history that we have. And it's now the history's being celebrated with the new stadium. We're starting a new chapter in our history. But looking back on our old history, realizing, wow, we've really had some great players, we've got some great coaches and great people. That's the only way great things like this happen.